Steve, we're here at Innovate Calgary's Tech Stock trade show, and you have a company called Water Next, the Water Accelerator. What is that?
So Water Next, as you said, it's a water accelerator. So we want to take entrepreneurs in Alberta that have water-related ideas, help grow them into businesses. An entrepreneur would come to us with an idea related to water treatment, water use, reuse, monitoring, management, anything like that. And we would help them develop their idea from a technical perspective and from a business perspective using our network of global experts. And once that idea and the company has been developed, we would want to connect them with investors who are interested in investing in the water space.
Where did the idea for this come from?
It probably started 4 or 5 years ago with our chief executive, Dr. Kim Sturgis, who's been involved in water, of course, for many years, having the idea that there's not really a water economy in Alberta. And there's this talk of now it's timely with diversification from oil and gas. So the idea of bringing together technical business and financial pieces in a way that can help grow the water economy in Alberta really is kind of the focus. And then export these ideas throughout Alberta and around the world to kind of help solve some of the water crises that are so prevalent now.
So where is the accelerator located?
So we're Calgary-based. A location specifically to be determined. We recently launched like this week, so we're hammering out some of the details yet, but we're hoping to be in this area around Innovate Calgary, that sort of thing.
Do you have any clients yet?
We'll have to verify with our chief technology officer standing beside me, Mike. But I know we certainly have a number that are quite interested. So FredSense is one. They're doing monitoring of water. Quamtech is another water monitoring company. HipVap, we're in communication with. They have a technology to produce steam for oil extraction. And there's quite a list.
So many businesses do actually depend on water as part of their processing. So you really have a wide open field, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We found in Alberta, oil and gas gets a lot of attention, as it should, big water users. But there's also municipal needs, there's agricultural needs. And that's just in Alberta, you know, off the top of my head. Certainly water is very prevalent, and as you read the news, whether it's the hurricanes in the south of the states or the giant blob of gunk that they pulled out of the sewers in London, water issues are certainly far-reaching.
Now you've got a game over here. What's this all about?
So the game is called Let the Poo Through. And it's an educational game. It aims to help people understand what should or should not go down the toilet. So it simulates items falling down the screen, and you have to swap them out of the way before they get in if they're food or debris that shouldn't go in, and let things like poo go through.
How do people get hold of you?
So our website is waternext.ca. And that has our information, our contact information, and you can sign up for a newsletter. We recently launched, like I mentioned, so we'll continue adding more content and our connections and partners on there. So it's the best way to get in touch.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.